Are you reading the Word of God?
Yes, sir.
Here, this is for you.
Oh, God bless.
My name's James. What's your name?
Don.
Don. Nice to meet you. I'm a traveling street preacher.
Oh, okay.
Travel the country and I lift up Jesus Christ. Preach the biblical gospel, call people out of the world, and call them out of the false church systems that are all over America. The false church systems are false. They're part of the synagogues of Satan. And we go into the world and lift up Jesus and His shed blood. What a glorious, merciful Savior. Long-suffering is God. Look at the world, living in its sin and rebellion. But God says He desires that none would perish. So we travel the country to lift up Christ. It's not about sitting in a building on Sunday. It's not about just leaving drugs or alcohol, which is a good thing to do. There's a lot more to obeying God than not being a drunk or a drug addict. Hell's going to be full of a bunch of sober people that were idolaters, sinful, worldly, carnal, fleshly. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, you have to lose your life to find it in Him. So that means most people just kind of slap Jesus on top like some dressing, some icing on their top of their worldly cake. But God says you got to lose your whole life and make Him your entire life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing out here?
Hoping to get a job.
Oh, you're applying for jobs? That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You're not hungry. I see, but you got food and stuff.
Where?
Oh, I thought you got food right there. Oh, isn't that food right there? Oh, okay.
No, that's an old tobacco pouch.
Oh.
I buy it by the pound because...
Tobacco?
Yeah.
You're smoking tobacco?
Yeah.
That's something you want to...
Well,
that's an addictive habit. Can I encourage you?
That's the worst one to get rid of.
Yeah, it is. My wife was a smoker for her whole life. When she came to Christ, she repented and quit of it. Let me tell you why smoking is sinful. A lot of people say, I don't know if it's sinful. Smoking is sinful for three main reasons. One, it destroys the temple that God gave you. It's not good for the temple of the Holy Spirit. By the way, I have a large website. If you go online, I teach. I disciple people. I encourage people to follow Christ. So, and we do it for free. We don't take people's money. Tobacco destroys your temple. It's bad for your witness. And it controls you. It masters you, right? Paul said, be mastered by nothing. So I don't care if you drink coffee. If you got to drink three pots of coffee to get through your day, you've been mastered by caffeine. That's your drug. If you're addicted to cigarettes and you can't put them down, then that's your drug. You have to strive and repent of that. Otherwise... like Jesus said, we can't serve two masters, right? Right. Then we'd be serving two masters at a time. So I always encourage people that I see smoking that if they would cry out to God and ask for repentance, it would save your... It's also a waste of money, right? You could buy a lot of food with what you buy with tobacco. I'm sure if you roll your own, it's cheaper. But I can't believe it. When I go to get gas, I'm astounded. I go to get gas and I see people in front of me say, oh, I'll take a carton of cigarettes. And I hear the lady go, $87.95. And I go...
Oh, is that all? I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Well, I don't know. I turned to my wife and I said, how much are cigarettes? She goes, I don't know. I haven't smoked in 20 years. But she goes, they're like $5, $6, $7 a pack.
No. Down there at that gas station on the very end?
Yeah.
$12.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they're a waste of money.
Yeah. But a pound, and it costs me $17.
Yeah, I understand.
And it'll last me like two months.
But if you truly are a child of God, born again by His Spirit through repentance, God will give you the grace and the ability and the courage to overcome that. Because you know it's not good for your witness. Would you see Jesus smoking? How about Apostle Paul, Peter, John? We're supposed to imitate them, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. What version of the Bible are you reading, can I ask?
Right now I'm on Matthew.
No, I'm sorry, the version. The translation.
Oh.
What translation are you reading?
Oh, the King James Version.
King James.
Print.
King James is a good Bible if you check the Greek and the Hebrew. It has some issues. Where it doesn't really give you a complete word. So I always encourage people to look at the Greek, look at the Hebrew, and go much deeper than what, most people, let me encourage you with this. Most people, as I travel the country and I preach, most people in America, do you know what they do? Some of them read the Bible a little. They say, I have coffee in the morning, I do my 10-minute devotion, that's it. But the Word of God never says just read it. You know what the Word of God encourages us to do with the Word of God? It says read it. It says meditate on it. It says understand it. And then it says obey it. And most people stop at the little bit of reading.
Right.
And they think that Jesus died, He's going to cover all their sin, we're all going to keep sinning a lot, and it's okay because God made a way through Jesus. Well, He did make a way through Jesus. But the Bible is very clear. The only sin that you're going to be forgiven of, did you know this? The only sin you're going to be forgiven of are the sins that you repent of and give to Jesus and say, cleanse me. What happens if you hold on to sins? They on his record or yours?
Mine.
They're going to be on your record. Like when you stand before a righteous judge and he says, wow, you're accused of three crimes. What say you? If you beg for mercy, the judge might give you clemency. But if you say, I'm going to keep doing them, he goes, okay, that's on your record. Major sentence. Go to jail. I'm going to teach you a lesson. So we make ourselves eligible for the grace of God by turning from our sin. The Bible says all over, forsake ye your sin and walk in the ways of God, which means when you do that, you're going to come out of the world. You're going to come out of the false church system. You're going to come out of your pride, your vanity, your flesh, and you're going to become a new creation. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you been here before? You come here often, right here, this area? No, you haven't. Have the cops given you any hassles or anything here yet? Do they drive by and see you here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Because I'm going to...
I'm not sure, but I think aggressive panhandling should be illegal. You know, where they go up to people's cars, tapping the window, hey, you got your money?
Yeah.
Well, there's a African-American lady that is down that way that...
Sidewalk walking don't work.
What do you mean? I didn't know I was actually excited.
Right on, you know, you're in the sidewalk and then back to where you were maybe or something like that.
But I was here before and nobody said anything. Because I'm, you know.
Are you a security guy here or?
No.
Oh, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. I'm just
He sees me around.
Oh, you're a downtown Duluth team leader. Now, you must be something, sir. I'm just asking.
Oh, we work with Clean and Safe. Is our
yeah.
Safe.
Okay.
So we clean the park.
Do you work with the police and stuff?
Well, if they have to. Everybody does.
If you happen to see the police or know them, I've been looking for them. Tell them there's a street preacher in town. That's me. And I'll be street preaching out here peacefully. So you let them know that I'm here. I've done it before.
They look like normal boots.
Did you used to set up up here?
I don't set up anywhere. I just move all over the place.
Just walk around.
Because street preaching isn't loitering street preaching. I can stand in one spot and preach all day. Supreme Court's determined that the exercise of your freedom of religion is not loitering. It's not commerce. Now, I don't know, though. You know, do they have... I don't hear a lot of music. Do they have any amplification laws here?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to ask the police because I usually don't.
We used to get music. We had a couple of guys who played.
I have a small amp, and I usually use it when there's a lot of road noise and it fits in. But when it's more quiet like this, I usually have a good enough voice. I'll lift up my voice. Let me give you a gospel card. There's a narrow path to eternal life.
I understand.
Unless you're on it, you're going to perish. I love my neighbor. I want you to know about it. And it's not through the church systems. It's through Jesus Christ alone. Don'tperish.com is my website for free, and I show people how to come out of the world according to God's word and how to come out of the church systems and become a new creation and follow Christ. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. That word in English means puny. So as you ride around today, look around at all the thousands of people you're going to see. A puny number of them are going to make it into the kingdom of God. What's the other destination?
Well, I think you're well aware of the fact that ain't too many people.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm aware of the fact that there are not too many going on.
Yeah, that's what Jesus said. So you have to be willing to lose your life and come out of the world and seek after him with all that you are, and that's what I'll be out here preaching today.
All right.
So, well, it's good talking to you. Got my contact number.
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
If you need any help, go to my website. Don'tperish.com is my website. Make sure you're not living for the things of this world because you're older, I'm older. Death, you know, death is coming for us.
My values are way different than... most of these
people. But it's not about values, because I know a lot of moral people that are going to go to hell. It's not values. You must be born again as a child of God in Christ, not church attendance, not you're better than everybody else. I'm not saying you're saying that, but not that I hear people tell me this all the time, right? What's your first name?
Carl.
Carl, I'm James. I hear people tell me this all the time. Oh, I'm not a drug addict or a murderer or nothing. And I go, well, hell's going to be full of people that weren't drug addicts and murderers. The Bible says if you practice one lie, you'll be put outside the kingdom of God. Revelation 22:14-15.
All right. So, I got to go to work, James.
All right. Let me know if I can ever help you in the faith. You see the police, you let them know there'll be a street preacher in town here.
There's usually in the afternoon, there's a couple on a bike patrol.
Oh, okay, great.
You can let them know.
Yeah. How has the crowds been out here on the weekends?
Way too quiet for usual.
Yeah, and there's a music festival going on.
Yeah.
Does that usually bring quite a few people?
It'll bring them to Bayfront, yeah.
To bring them where?
To Bayfront.
Oh, is that where the park is down? Is that about a half a mile walk down there?
Yeah, about
okay.
That.
I'll be preaching there, so.
There you go.
Have a joyous day.
Music on the Hill, I think that is.
Yeah, it's called Music City on the Hill. I'm there to warn people about that churchianity system. Like I said, people think that they can show up and just sing music to God and then go live the way they want in their life. The Bible is clear. You must repent and come out of the world.
What about you said that?